Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Of course, last year saw inflation bring record numbers, the hottest inflation print we saw in about 40 years. And of course, that would be problematic if wages weren't keeping pace. And for some people out there, particularly in the service industries, we've seen some pretty astronomical pressures for some restaurants out there, particularly to hire hourly workers. But it's not just hourly workers that have seen wages rise as well. Increasingly, salaried workers also seeing some wage boosts. And for more on that, I want to bring on Kevin Delaney, co-founder and CEO at Charter. And Kevin, good to be chatting with you again here today. Happy New Year. When we look at it, obviously, it's not an issue. If prices are going up, not necessarily an issue if your pay is going up faster. So what have we seen on that front when you dig into the numbers?
Yeah, so inflation is running around 7% annually, which is the highest inflation we've seen, obviously, in decades. What we're seeing throughout 2021 is that service workers' wages were rising significantly, you said, so in the range of 5% on average. But what we've actually seen starting around the third quarter or so is that white-collar, professional, salaried worker wages are rising also, not quite as fast as service workers. The latest numbers are just below 4%, but that is actually the fastest rate in about 20 years. And so what we're seeing is across the board that wages are rising. And my expectation that that's going to continue in the new year. We know already that there are over 10 million open positions. That number is expected to grow. And it's that imbalance, it's the number of open positions that's helping drive people having difficulty hiring, helping drive wages higher.
So Kevin, from white collar salaries to minimum wage, we're talking about 26 states that have now increased the minimum wage. Of course, this is something that we've been following for some time, but it's kind of unusual because in many ways, so many businesses have had to go well above the minimum wage because of the shortage of workers and try to attract really the limited pool that's out there. How significant is this increase going to be in light of that?
So as you said, the majority of states are increasing their minimum wages this year. This is in the context, amazingly, that the U.S. federal minimum wage is still $7.25. So most states are actually not at the $15 level, which is a kind of base level for a living wage in a lot of places. It's California, actually, for large businesses, is requiring $15 minimum wage as of this year. And also parts of New York require $15. What we've seen is that a lot of employers, because they're having trouble attracting workers, and this includes where companies like Walmart and Costco and Amazon, are actually raising their wages far above the minimum wages in a lot of places. And for the first time this past year, the median wage for service workers actually has exceeded retail workers has exceeded $20 an hour. So we have two things going on. We have the federal situation, which is totally out of whack with the needs of American workers and the reality of our economy stuck at 725. We have the states, which are actually making real progress, but not actually up to the living wage level in most places. And then we have employers who are driven just by their struggle to actually find workers and attract and retain them, who are going even beyond the levels that the states are requiring. So the federal minimum wage is not that relevant. The state wages are important, but the employers are really driving a lot of this.
And Kevin, just lastly, I mean, since we are seeing a lot of the pushback here coming from, I think people understand how inflation's been moving, and obviously maybe over time you might not notice a 2% rise, 3% rise, but if it's 7% in 1 year, you tend to notice that pretty quickly. And maybe do start to have these conversations about, hey, I need to get paid more. The confidence there on the part of employees, how long are you expecting that to last? And maybe what kind of pushback could we see if, you know, hiring managers are to stress the point, if inflation starts to come down, that, you know, it's not always going to hold so hot?
Yeah, and some employers are trying to avoid being locked into some of these raises by using bonuses and other one-time incentives to be able to attract and retain workers without actually locking into a higher rate, because you can't really roll back wage increases most of the time. Economists are actually concerned about this as well, and they're concerned that what could happen is you could get into a bit of a spiral where you have wages are going up, and therefore companies are raising their prices, and therefore there's inflation, and then workers start pressuring for higher wages because of the inflation. It seems that that's probably not the case right now. What's really driving the wage increases at the moment is just that there are not enough workers to fill the job openings. There are not enough workers, at least, who are willing to do those jobs. And so that really is the factor. And at the moment, that means that the employees have the leverage and employers are going to have to go along, you know, as far as we can see. I don't see that situation changing for the coming months. Mm-hmm.